was it?
All right, man. Sorry to make you wait.
Hey, no worries.
Okay.
So I'm going to go grab Brandon right now.
Okay.
And is this live or is this taped?
It's taped.
Okay, cool. I will grab him right now.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hey.
Tyler, here's Brandon.
Thanks, man. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, dude. Thanks for taking the time. I know it's probably early for a touring band, so thank you.
No worries. I was up anyway.
All right, cool. So this is taped. It'll actually air tomorrow before your show.
Okay.
And yeah, man, I'll just jump right into it, okay?
Okay.
KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM, a band we've been playing for a while now that we're so excited is coming to our local indie venue, The Observatory, tomorrow evening. We've got Brandon, the bass player from Fiddler, on the phone. How are you, man?
Good. How's it going?
Good. I let me ask you first. I've heard Fiddler. I've heard Fiddlar. What do you guys prefer?
It's Fiddlar.
Okay, so there is it's a long A, if you will.
Yeah, long A.
And it does stand for something. We can't say the first part of it on the radio, but do you want to describe the acronym?
Yeah, it stands for F It Dad Lifestyle Right.
And how did where did that come from?
It came from these skateboard kids that Zach, one of the members of the band, used to live with, and it was just kind of this like term that was known in like the skate community of with kind of regards to like, should I try this trick? Should I, you know, do this staircase or whatever? And it'd be like, Fiddler, dude, like kind of like a, I dare you in a way.
Okay.
And we kind of adapted it with like how we kind of go about music and life of just like, you know, doing what we want, having fun with it.
Is that part of the reason you guys started the band 4 or 5 years ago was this idea of, you know what, whatever, if we're going to do it, we might as well just do it kind of thing?
Well, I mean, the name kind of came later.
Yeah.
But it was that attitude was definitely there. Like, we were all kind of doing music and playing in different bands that we weren't really that stoked about.
Right.
And so we were like, man, let's just start making music and play whatever we want, not like try to fit in or be cool. Have fun.
So what's been the difference since Fiddler started in terms of the bands you didn't have fun with before? You know, how did it feel different this time?
I mean, it's just like it felt very natural. Like we were all friends before we started the band, and we just started, you know, like recording songs together in the studio and then playing shows, and then that turned into making records and going on tour and stuff.
Right.
So that's like getting to do your favorite thing with like your best friend. Pretty awesome.
Cool. And you guys have been around for a while. You've made several EPs over the last couple of years, but just now the full length is coming out. So, you know, it must feel good to finally have that one release that's getting attention after a couple of years of grinding it out with EPs, right?
Yeah, totally. And like, I mean, for us, that album's been out for a while, you know, because I mean, that's kind of always the case for a band.
Like, sure.
Some of those songs, I mean, Cheap Beer was like the first song we ever made, that Fiddler ever made. And so that's kind of like, yeah, but it's awesome to have it out and see like people's response and have people be pumped on it. Like kind of brings new life to it in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. There's one that we play a lot that I'm sure you're getting a lot of play on elsewhere, which is Max Can't Surf. which I learned is about actually one of your band members.
Yeah, it's about Max, our drummer.
And I assume he cannot surf, right?
Well, that's actually a debate. He'll always say that he can surf, he just doesn't surf. But, I mean, I've never seen him surf. So as far as I'm concerned, he can. But not that he's unable to. I'm sure he could if he tried.
The song doesn't actually portray Max in the most positive light ever. Does he mind about that?
No, I think he just kind of, I don't know. It just kind of happened that way, but it doesn't seem to bug him that much. And a lot of people, he gets a lot of attention for that song too.
So right. Well, he also does have red hair, right? So, I mean, you kind of can't miss the guy.
Yeah. And he's like 6'5".
Oh, cool. The bass player from Fiddlar is on the phone with us right now. Brandon's on the phone. Now, your lead singer, Zach, I want to dispel a rumor or confirm one. Kate Nash was in here, and we heard that they were dating. Is that still true? Do you know?
They have a relationship.
Okay. So you can't speak much more?
I'm not at liberty to say how deep that goes, but they're very good friends.
Okay. All right. Well, that's enough.
As we all are with Kate. She's a good friend of all of ours.
Cool. Yeah, she came in here and did a live thing with us in studio. She's really great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Are there other bands or acts that you've made good friends with out on the touring road?
Yeah. I mean, we're good friends with that band Pangea.
Okay.
We played the Observatory a lot. Friends with Mets, that band from Toronto. The Orwells, who we're going on tour with tomorrow. Very good friends. And, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the cool thing about being able to tour is, like, you play shows with these different bands, and then, you know, you run into them every time you're on tour, or, like, you cross paths, and always makes for some good nights, and you see, like, people you know in a place you never expect to see them.
Sure. And you guys are playing your first show at the Observatory. You guys are from LA, so kind of the close to home show must be a big one for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've actually played the Observatory a couple times before, but this is the first time we've headlined it.
Sure.
Or done like our own show. And so it's like, it's kind of a big place. Like, it'll be like the biggest place we've ever tried to like do our own show at.
Wow.
A little nerve-wracking, but I think it's going to be good. I'm excited.
Well, the cool thing about it, I think, is although it's big, there's really not a bad seat in the house, and it can still feel kind of intimate, you know? So I think you guys will fill the place up for sure. Again, tomorrow night, Fiddlar playing the Observatory. There's still some tickets at observatoryoc.com, and we've actually got some to give away here on the radio station in just a little bit. For people who are going to call in and win these in a few minutes, Brandon, is there anything you want to say about your live show to, like, prepare them?
Just say that it's gonna be really fun. We're gonna bring a lot of energy, hopefully, and it's kind of a stacked lineup, like outside of our band, like the Orwells are amazing, Meat Market, who's playing from Oakland, are incredible, and the Garden, who are some OC locals, are also really good. So.
Cool. Well, we're stoked to see you tomorrow, man, and we appreciate you taking some time. I want to ask you before you go, since, you know, some of this stuff is kind of old for Fiddlar now, although radio stations are just now discovering it, are you already working on new material? Is that going to happen after the tour? What's the plan?
I think so. We're always cooking up ideas, and so hopefully when we get off the road and be able to be home for a little bit, we can start to put some of those ideas down. So.
Very cool.
I hope so. Hopefully we'll put something out.
Well, we look forward to it, man. We're big supporters of you. We've got a little beachside indie rock radio station here in Laguna Beach. We're the only thing around. And next time you're here, we'd love to have you guys swing through the studio, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks.
Cool. All right. Well, Brandon from the band Fiddlar again playing tomorrow night at the Observatory. Or rather, let's say they're playing tonight at the Observatory. And thank you so much, man, for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, dude. Again, I'll air this tomorrow. I'll tweet it at you guys and stuff, too, so you'll have a copy. I'll podcast it. And thank you again.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Have a good day. See ya.
You too.